Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, the deadline is this Friday for you to take part in our data visualization project called Map Your Moves. You don't have to draw anything. You don't have to make a map. We just want to know, where did you move from to your current home? Where and why? On our new webpage called Map Your Moves. It's simple. Just write down on the site where you have moved from and moved to any time in the last 10 years and list a reason why. We've got a drop-down menu with a group of reasons why. It'll just take a minute. And once we have everyone's moving data, we'll turn it into a beautiful map. About 500 people have reported their move so far. That's great. And again, the deadline is Friday. Now, the more people who chime in with your moves, the better the visualization will be, the better the map will be when we make it. So visit our brand new Map Your Moves page and write down where you have moved from and to in the last 10 years. If you've moved to your current home from around the corner or around the world, we want to know. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show between now and Friday. Well, last week on the show, we talked about changes to New York's loft law that would make artists living in converted manufacturing space, primarily in Brooklyn, more secure. And the question came up, where do artists priced out of Soho and Tribeca years ago and Williamsburg more and more live today? We got a call from Jamie that went like this. So you mean if you can't afford... if you're an artist and you can't afford Soho, then move to Williamsburg. And if you can't afford Williamsburg, move to Jersey.
Then you go out to Bushwick. And then if you can't afford Bushwick, you go out to East New York. Yeah. And it just keeps pushing. Then you go to Union City, and then you go to Jersey City. And it just keeps moving forward.
So we want to hear from the artists listening right now. Is Jamie right? Where are you living today? Where have you recently moved? Talk about Map Your Moves. If you are an artist, call us at 212-433-WNYC. And by the way, that's one of the categories in the Map Your Moves menu when you go to the site is the rent went up too high, gentrification. So do that. But right now, if you're an artist, finding an artist neighborhood, maybe establishing an artist beachhead in a new neighborhood in recent months or years, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Artists, map your moves right now, 212-433-9692. Michelle in Fort Greene. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
So what kind of art do you make?
Well, I'm a designer and / artist, and I do clothing and fiber arts.
Uh-huh.
And I lived in Williamsburg, and I had a small apartment I shared with multiple people. And I made the move to Fort Greene, and I have a huge, like, two floors of a townhome, and I have my own studio in the lower level.
Wow.
And it's been great. I mean, first of all, I just enjoy the neighborhood better. But
is it still affordable? Fort Greene's so hot in recent years, isn't it?
I know. Well, I don't know if I got lucky, but it's for the space I have compared to what I have in Williamsburg, and the amenities of the apartment are huge, and it's much more affordable than it was in Williamsburg for
Michelle,
me.
Thank you very much. Good luck. Alexis in Peekskill. Hi, Alexis. You're on WNYC.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So you're living in Peekskill.
Yes. There's a lot of artists moving there, especially from Brooklyn, who've been priced out. And they have set up their whole downtown only zoned to house artists.
So there's an artist housing zone district in Peekskill.
That's right. The whole downtown. It's all storefronts and then second and third story loft apartments. And it's been zoned like that for about 15 years. You have to apply to the city, a few months in advance. And then once you have the approval, which you need to make 20% to 30% of your income from whatever your art is,
uh-huh,
and submit a package with documentation. But it's incredible. I have 1,200 square feet of space, and I'm paying around $1,300 a month.
When did you move there?
In August. I actually got a job. I'm a musician, and I got a job at West Point. So I looked
Great.
Around the neighborhood.
So just a year ago. You like it?
I love it. It's incredible. And it's such a burgeoning scene there. We just had our Open Studios tour, and I toured around to about 25 different studios, people making art, and galleries selling art. And it's right on the Hudson line of the Metro North, so I could be down in the city, in less than an hour, just walking. I walk over to the Hudson line. It's just like walking to a subway.
Alexis,
it's
thanks
incredible.
A lot. And enjoy yourself in Peekskill, living there less than a year. Folks, did you know about the artists' housing district in downtown Peekskill? Peekskill, I bet a lot of you didn't. Rebecca in, where, Astoria?
Hi, Rebecca. I'm in Manhattan.
Okay, hi.
Hi. I want to submit a broader view of where I think artists are moving. I'm a reformed artist, so now I just live in the suburbs.
A recovering artist?
A recovering artist, right. But the people who I know now are moving. I'm going to submit a theory, actually. I think they follow the food. I think that if you look near strong ethnic food communities in the, you know, especially around Queens, I think Brooklyn is past its prime for artists. So, like, Astoria or, you know, that's my theory. And I'm finding a lot of people moving farther and farther out into Queens. And the other thing is central New Jersey, I think, is unexplored territory. And we're finding people going to some of those new developments out in, around Horse Country.
Rebecca, thank you very much. Ted on Staten Island. You're on WNYC. Hi, Ted.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Is there an artist's enclave on Staten Island? Is it Fort George? Is it somewhere else?
St. George, I mean.
St. George, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well,
and Ted, pick up your handset, okay? You're on a speakerphone and people can't understand you. So.
Okay, is that better?
So much better. Thank you.
Okay, sorry, Brian. Yeah, there's been an artist community here for longer than people realize. When I first came to town, like in the early 90s, I stayed with a couple of artists who kind of introduced me. And, you know, we're not in the majority here in Staten Island, but we're definitely here.
And anywhere else? And, you know, particular, you want to identify any particular neighborhoods?
Well, you mentioned St. George right off the top, and that's probably, you know, the most obvious place where people start because it's close to the ferry and there's, you know, festivals down there and places where they do poetry readings and stuff. But we're kind of sprinkled all over the place. I live a little farther down on the North Shore and I can easily catch a bus either to the ferry or over into Brooklyn to catch the train when I need to get into town. So it's, you know, it's doable to get into town. And there are things happening right here on the island.
Ted, thank you very much. Peter in Brooklyn, but not in Park Slope, I imagine.
Hello.
And not Peter. In Williamsburg, right, Peter?
No. Actually, I live in Bay Ridge, and I moved from Orchard Street on the Lower East Side to Bay Ridge 5 years ago, 2005, and I couldn't find anything I could afford. I had a 700-square-foot place for no money, and they sold the building, got kicked out, and moved to Bay Ridge, and I love it. I absolutely love it. I have a nice space. The rent is cheap. Good stores, nice studio space.
What makes
great biking to the beach, you know?
From Bay Ridge, definitely. So what makes for good artist housing? Is it just low price? Or, you know, when we talk about the loft law, it's about the former manufacturing spaces with high ceilings and no walls. Does that matter?
Well, for me, it does not matter because my paintings aren't too big. So I have a beautiful apartment and I have a great studio space within there. So for me, it was nice light, quiet, and affordable rent. So I didn't need 700 square feet like I had on Orchard Street. So it was, I have a beautiful place.
Peter,
so.
Thank you. Congratulations. And let's see. Bentley is calling to say former SVA student, School of Visual Arts student, now in Crown Heights. Ed on Staten Island says, don't forget the Stapleton section. And Dana in Jersey City. Hi, Dana.
Hi.
You're a musician?
I'm a musician.
What do you play?
I'm a singer and pianist.
Uh-huh.
Jersey City is a great place to live if you're an artist, I'd have to say. I live in a beautiful apartment. I can practice in it. It's quiet. But there's definitely no community of artists.
It's quiet except for you. No community.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, people have been talking for 25 years about Jersey City and Hoboken as the new artist's place.
There's a new development that I guess I'm not exactly sure who the architect is, but there's supposed to be this whole powerhouse district that they're trying to develop.
Right.
But there's really no, you know, place to play. There's really no, it's kind of sad.
Dana, thank you very much. All right, she says no scene yet in Jersey City. Musicians, do you agree with that? You can post to our site at WNYC.org. A little intelligence there from some artists as to where they've moved to recently. with good spaces from Stapleton to Peekskill. So thanks for all your calls. And don't forget, no matter why you've moved, we want you to join our Map Your Moves project. Just go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show and just jot down where you have moved from and to and the reason. And we're going to make a beautiful map out of that. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.